We're joined on the line by double Olympian Chloe McGee. Chloe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Doesn't that sound good? Double Olympian.
That sounds nice.
Sure does. Would you like to go there for a third time?
I hope so. My body allows me, I hope so.
Right. Well, speaking of your body, you've got a little problem at the moment, a knee injury. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's just a small injury I picked up about a month ago, and it's just caused me a few problems at the minute. So I'm going through a rehab program and hopefully back full training by January, so not too bad.
You were probably very disappointed that you couldn't compete in your own national championships.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I love playing the Irish International. It's my favourite tournament of the year, so having to sell out this week was tough, and I'm really, really disappointed because, you know, my form was good and I felt I had a good chance going into the tournament. So, yeah, it was a wee bit tough, but, you know, there's bigger things to come, so I have to look at the positives.
Have you won that Irish title?
No, I've never won that one. That one's like international, so I've never won it yet. I've won it in doubles, but never in singles, so... There's a difference.
So in relation to your injury, it's coming along well and you hope to be back at the turn of the year?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I feel it's getting stronger every day and, you know, my scans came back with all my ligaments in place, so that was big news. And then, I hope to be 1st of January back training fully out, so that'll be good.
Well, you were involved in the Irish team and they were competing in the European Cup, and great success for Ireland qualifying for those finals. Tell us about it.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's one of the first times Ireland's ever qualified to be in that elite tournament in Europe. And, you know, we've had a few younger players join us this year. And, you know, it's nice for them to go out. And we beat three teams. One was Bulgaria, who we've struggled to beat in the past. And, you know, it was just nice to go out there, the team in Dublin, and win that and go on now to the team event in February and play with the best in Europe.
Mm-hmm. And you defeated Bulgaria, you defeated Slovakia and Norway.
Yeah. We had three good ones, and, you know, everybody performed well. I think everybody performed above their best, and we really needed that if we were going to win. There was a big chance that we could have definitely lost that event, and, it was just brilliant to see everybody step up and take it on.
So let's go through the events that take place in that team competition. You know, you've got your ladies single, men single, and you've mixed between, you know, men only, women only, and men and women.
Definitely. We've got five events, and of course I play the women's singles. Scott Evans, a guy from Dublin, he's highly ranked in the world, he plays men's singles. Sam and Josh, my little brothers, they play doubles. And then Rachel Dara, my little niece, she was one of the new ones to come to the team this year. Her and Sarah Boyle, both 17 years of age, and both have just started, you know, really excelling in their training and showing that they can be international players. And they both stepped up to the plate on the day, and they played against Slovakia and won their first match. So, I mean, I was just so delighted and a little bit proud to see my little niece play on the team. And, you know, I'm a big believer that hard work always pays off, and I definitely see that those two girls, they're training like international athletes, and they finally got their chance to shine the international stage, and that was really nice.
Well, if I do the sums, that's four from Rofo on that Irish team. So you can nearly say it was Rofo versus Bulgaria.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I know it's a very small club in a very small town, and I think you'd have so many people on the Irish team. It's unbelievable, and I think it's a big credit to Rofo, to be honest.
It sure is. And Daniel, your brother, coach of the team?
Yeah, he coaches alongside another Indonesian guy who we've had working with us for a year. So they both work well together, and, you know, they've brought out the best in the team. Definitely having this Asian influence over the team this year has brought all the players on, and I think we needed that little bit extra if we're going to make the next level. We needed the next level in coaching as well, and I think that's definitely brought the edge to our game.
And obviously a lot of hard training. It's not just a matter of, you know, train when you feel like it. I'm sure there's a structure and a system in place.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we're all full-time athletes. Anybody that's competing, well, apart from the two young girls who are coming through, but they'll go to college next year in Dublin. I'm really sure both of them will, and they'll train full-time along with us. But every day it's like two sessions a day, and the weekend also, if we're not away playing or league, it's always training as well. And, you know, we work very closely with Institute of Sport, and we have all our physios, S&C, psychology, nutrition. Like, you know, we've got a big team behind us, and the success just doesn't come by a single person. You know, there's coaches, there's so many people behind you. And I think when you have a good team, I think it shows in everything. If you've got a good team of people working together, results always show through.
Well, that's a bit different to the situation whenever you started off. You know, you decided that you had to go to Denmark, wasn't it, and other places to get that facility. So now you've got the backup and it's all at home, but it's, in many ways it's down to yourself, the fact that you laid out the standard and from an Irish point of view. So that's why, you know, the support's in behind you now.
Yeah, definitely. Both Scott and myself both left Ireland because at the time, you know, about 5-6 years ago, there was no setup in Ireland that you could say that you could go from junior right through to Olympics. So, I mean, now they've seen that we're quite good at badminton and they've put, you know, good funding in place, they put good systems in place, and now I fully believe anybody coming through junior can make it right the way to the top going in Ireland. They don't have to leave, and I think that's a big thing, especially for someone like Rachel coming through now. She can go to Dublin, she can go to college, and she knows that if she trains here properly, that she can make it internationally, and that's huge for Ireland.
And the fact that she can do her studies as well and combine them.
Yeah, definitely. That's, you know, I believe that, you know, they should go to college, they should definitely get their degrees, because nobody can be sure with sport. Like, you know, at any minute, anything can go wrong, injuries, anything else. So it's very important to have your sport or your education there that you can fall back on. And I think it's definitely a comfort as well. So.
And I understand that the Olympic Council saw the potential in a number of perceived minority sports, and they picked yourself and Sam in particular to get involved in the mixed doubles.
Yeah, nobody in Ireland has ever made the Olympics in doubles in badminton. So they've seen that me and Sam have definitely improved a lot. Like, our ranking this year has gone from 40 to 29 in the world, and it's huge for us. We started to play really well. We're competing against the best in the world, and the Olympic Council has seen that, and they decided to back us for Rio. So we need to be top 16 in the world, which is only 16 pairs will compete, whereas in the singles it's 48. So it's a big, big difference. And, you know, we're going to have to really, really play our best, and a lot depends on draws this year. So I think, you know, it's going to come down to the last week, and it's going to be either we're just in or just out. So it's going to be an exciting year, but it's really, really nice that the Olympic Council of Ireland, you know, chose us, and they thought that we've got the potential to make it. And yeah, you know, they're following us closely, and they're supporting us a lot, and that's really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you've been to the Olympics on two occasions. You're obviously top class, international standard. Sam, maybe not getting the same recognition, but we'll have to now, since both of you together are moving up in the doubles.
Yeah, definitely. Like, Sam is training, you know, just as hard as me and Scott, and because he plays doubles, it's that little bit harder to make the Olympics. And a minority sport, it just doesn't get that recognition through all four of the years, and then the Olympics comes, and there's loads of, you know, press and papers, and Sam kind of misses that a little bit, but, you know, he definitely is excelling, and this year especially, he's improved a lot as a player, and those team championships that we're just talking about, like, he really shone through, and he stepped up to the mark big time. You know, he's playing with Josh, he's quite young, and he helped him a lot in the doubles, and he won all his games that weekend. So, I mean, Sam's really, you know, he's stepping up, he's still young, he's a former European junior champion, so I think you're going to hear a lot more about him in the future, and, yeah, his time's coming.
So Josh involved as well, and, you know, it must be difficult enough for, you know, a young guy coming into the international scene.
Yeah, definitely. Like, Josh is still young also. He's only turned 20, and, you know, he's kind of going into doubles now with Sam, and it's going to be a long road. It doesn't happen sometimes this year or next year. It could be 5 or 6 years down the line, and it's the people who stick at it and put in the hard training that will come through. But Josh is really, you know, he's a very, very strong athlete, and he's very determined, but there's a lot expected of him because he is our younger brother, and it's just going to take his time, and I think definitely in the future he will definitely come through as well.
Yeah, I suppose the pressure's on because he's a McGee, so if you have the McGee name and you're from Raphoe, well, you're expected to be able to compete well in badminton.
Yeah, definitely, and I think at times, you know, people just look at him and think, oh, automatically he's just going to be me and Sam, but he's his own person too, and I think he will come through.
Are there more on the, I suppose, conveyor belt coming out of Raphoe?
Raphoe's always been a very big club for badminton, and I think, you know, they look after their juniors well. They've got a really good junior club there, and, you know, they've got coaches working who've got big qualifications, and, you know, my sister Naomi, she's done a lot of coaching qualifications, and she now works in the club. My sister Mariam also played badminton, they also work in the club. So I think any kid that starts and gets the right techniques, the right footwork, can definitely come through, and then it's a matter if they want it or they don't want it, and, you know, it's all down to the kid then.
So they can even make it to the Olympics, obviously, because you've been there twice. What have you to do now to qualify for the Olympics another time?
Yeah. Well, my Olympic qualification will start in May, and it'll be my best 10 tournaments from May to May. So we'll go, like, we'll be in Asia, we'll be in America, we'll be in all over Europe next year. So it's going to be a tough year. It's always a very tiring year, but, I mean, you know, that's what we want to be. You want to be there competing with the best in the world, and hopefully if we do make the Olympics, that we'll be at the standard that we can compete for, you know, the latter stages.
And in relation to ranking and to, you know, your position, is that's based obviously on your performances, but is it based, you know, in the golf situation, is how much you win? Is it a similar situation or is it points?
Yeah, it's points for us. So every tournament you play, the better you do, the more points you get. And then you've got 10 tournaments. So you could play maybe 15 tournaments in a year, but it'll be your best 10 that they'll take at the end of the day.
And are they all,
at the end of the qualification period.
Yeah, are they all of equal importance?
Well, it's kind of like tennis, where you have like your grand slams will be your top level tournaments, and then there's like five different levels. So if you're playing the top tournaments, there's obviously more points if you win, and you know that's where me and Sam need to be if we want to qualify for a mixed. We have to play all of those, and there's no other option.
And is that determined by your position as to whether you get into those competitions or not?
Yeah, definitely. That's determined by rank, and so anything outside top 30 won't get into those tournaments, and that's just the way it is. So the best players in the world all have to be at those tournaments. And yeah, that's where me and Sam need to be next year. And at the minute, we are in the ranking that we will be in all of those tournaments. So that's a big bonus going into Olympic qualification year.
You're in 29th position at the moment, and that's from the doubles and from the singles situation. What position are you in?
I think I'm 40 in the world of singles at the minute. My ranking slipped a little bit in the last few weeks. So I was 32 a few weeks ago before my injury came about, but I mean, I fully believe I can be top 30 by the end of next year, and that'll have me well inside Olympic qualification. So. Mm-hmm.